Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of February, recording at 9:18 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were weak following that poor day on Wall Street yesterday. And not least among the declines was that of the China A-share index, down over 4%. And the European stock markets closed mostly with modest declines. They were reduced later in the day by a firmer tone on on Wall Street, which closed with pretty good gains overall. We had Bernanke talking today. He said that there would not be outright nationalization of the banks. We've got Obama speaking tomorrow, so the PR confidence building efforts are being stepped up here a little bit, as you can see. And Wall Street shows a 4% gain on the S&P, 3.2% on the Dow, and 3.9% on the NASDAQ composite. So it's not a bad day overall. And elsewhere, now the U.S. dollar weakened against that background. The yen weakened much more. For instance, a weak dollar is still up to over 2 yen, 2.18 yen, against the Japanese currency. Precious metals, we had a downward break in here today. They've lost their uptrend consistency. We had a downward dynamic on the part of gold in the form of what is currently a $28 reaction. It has been lower. And silver currently off 67 cents on the March contract. And again, it has been lower as well. Platinum also falling, palladium barely unchanged. In contrast, the industrial metals were firmer, I think with the sole exception of lead, and most of the agricultural commodities were firmer in here today, although not white sugar. And crude oil and natural gas, which have been quite weak recently, are also a little bit firmer. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, certainly stock markets have been pummeled recently, up until today's action on Wall Street. And I think that if looking at the charts, some of those downward breaks, some of the moves down in the financial sectors in particular, were really quite steep. So arguably, we've got a little short-term oversold, technical oversold condition here, and we're seeing a bit of a bounce, and I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't carry higher on a short-term basis. Now, it would have to be a very good rally to offset the technical damage that has occurred, because the bottom line reality is that most stock market indices have broken down out of their overall trading ranges. Now, that includes the European indices with one or two exceptions. Sweden, for instance, didn't break down. The UK didn't break down, although they certainly eroded support. But the others did, and the East European indices, which had led the way, had run on the downside. And the U.S. indices, the main U.S. indices, had broken down with the exception of the NASDAQ, which had also eroded support. So a lot of technical damage had occurred. Now, if you look at Asia, however, we saw the Japanese stock market index move right back to its lows of, good heavens, must be the last 28 years or so. But the other Asian markets are generally firmer. Despite China's move downwards today, China had been running away a bit on the upside previously. So we still have most of Asia's stock market indices in ranging patterns, sideways ranging patterns, and China looking better than that, and Brazil looking better than that. It's closed in here today, but would have showed solid gains, I'm sure, had it been open, and may get some catch up tomorrow, should get some catch up tomorrow. But it's no secret, or it's pretty obvious, that the balance of technical evidence has deteriorated quite a bit this year. Now, again, that leaves us with those short-term oversold conditions, so we can see a technical bounce. But for many of these indices, and Wall Street is the one that really counts psychologically, given the importance of the leash effect that the world's largest capitalization stock market and largest economy have, and that also the Wall Street's been the epicenter of these global economic problems, as I've mentioned for several years now. So Wall Street action is so important, and we would really need to see a big rally. How big? Well, you'd need to see at least another 100 points on the S&P 500 index, which closed up nearly 30 today at just over 773. We really need to get back above 880 to take out the late January and early February rally highs, and pretty well every other stock market index that has broken down to new lows for this bear cycle, or has even retested those lows, or nearly retested those lows, would similarly have to break above those late January, early February highs to, one, indicate downside failures, take the heat off the lows, and reinstate the ranging base building hypothesis. Now, that's not impossible, but this is only day one of a rally, and it's still a big ask. So we will just need to see. But it's easy to define the levels in terms of what the markets need to do to improve overall. Meanwhile, I don't doubt that there are some fairly large short positions out there. They may be squeezed. We may see some bargain hunting here in the short term, but I'm not really willing to look beyond the short term in these markets, and news developments will continue to be a major factor. I would have rather seen, for instance, the Fed move to nationalize all these big banks that are in a difficult situation, but I can see why that would be a bitter pill to swallow for many. And then there are little technicalities that would cause problems. They're not that little. For instance, there's a fair amount of foreign ownership in the U.S. banking sector. Do you wipe those people out? Well, that would not be without some political and economic implications. And there's probably a little bit of cowardice as well, because there are no doubt that there will be some additional foreclosures on delinquent mortgages, and the government won't want to be blamed for presiding over that. Whereas the banks are being demonized at the moment, and rightly so. Okay. What else to mention here? So I do think we will see a bit more of a technical rally. I opened a long position in the Japanese stock market index because it's right down on the 7,000 level. I did the Nikkei down on the 7,000 level, and the yen is weakening, and a strong yen is a big part of the problem. And of course, the news has been apocalyptic for Japan. Elsewhere, what did long-dated government bonds do today? I hadn't even had a look at that, but pretty much flat on the US 30-year is flat. The 10-year down slightly, The European long-dated government bond futures were up slightly, so not much change there. The dollar is a bit weaker. You know my view that the U.S. isn't going to tolerate this strong dollar. We have what is a slow-motion leapfrogging race to the bottom in terms of all these countries wanting weak currencies. The U.S. needs a weak currency for more than most. And the dollar is not going to maintain these levels, in my view. So I have a modest dollar short position against the euro, and I will range trade that when I can, and but I eventually expect a trend. I may open more currency positions. I also have a long position, as you may recall, in the Australian dollar against the Japanese yen. That had a good day today. I put that trade on late last week, and I may increase that or add others, but I may also probably also treat it as a bit of a baby steps situation, because these currencies are rangy most of the time. But I do think that what I'm saying here is that the Australian dollar is at the bottom of the range against the yen, as are many other currencies. And I also think that the euro is actually at the bottom of its range against the U.S. dollar. Now, but one will have to be nimble in those currency markets. I'm hoping for some respite on my ArcelorMittal baby steps purchasing. If I'd carried on with the policy as I had, I would have picked up another unit earlier today before it firmed up. And but I am positioned to participate in this technical rally with some trading positions, both with Arcelor and also the Nikkei. And if we don't get a rally, I'll chop the Nikkei fairly quickly. In the precious metals, amazingly consistent silver has a downward dynamic here today, so it's broken that short-term upward trend consistency. And gold has, I mentioned that we may see more choppy volatility around the 1,000 psychological level, and that's what's looks like it's happening. And I like the precious metals very much on a medium to longer term basis, but I've emphasized that they have been performing as a barometer in terms of economic and stock market related fears. So we've seen that almost on a minute by minute basis. So if we get a steadier stock market performance over the very short term, that would coincide, in my view, with a consolidation of those earlier gains. And I will hope to buy back in judiciously a little bit lower. That was a good trade, that last trade, particularly in the silver. I hope a number of you had participated in that as well. And I think that's pretty much it. So precious, having been quite strong recently, they get a rest and a bit of a reaction. And the industrial commodities, they've been hammered here. They would probably firm a bit relative to precious, and in absolute terms as well. And but I would see them also rallying in line with a technical rally in stock markets. So interesting day, and I trust you join me in looking forward to seeing what tomorrow brings as well. But there are money making opportunities out here. There have been really for a number of months now, going right back to the climactic selling, end of that climactic selling period in late October and early November. Personally, I found it easier to make money by far in the precious metals sector, and a struggle to break even in stock market activity, which I had been playing on the long side. But the P&L on my trading account's looking a lot better. I say that not as a boast, but if mine is, then probably that's true for at least a number of you as well. And there are money-making opportunities out here. If I can make money in these markets, then you can as well, for sure. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.